Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President. First, I'd like to thank you for organizing this session and for putting together a top-notch group of experts to make presentations, technical presentations to us this morning. I think the whole conference has greatly benefited from it. I know for certain that I have. I'd like to address the issue of characterization that has been discussed. I believe that Michael has made an excellent presentation in this regard, highlighting the challenges that that exist for definition of space weapons and for the verification of their development and deployment. These challenges are real, but it is our perception that they are not insurmountable. Similar challenges have been faced in the past, in particular when it comes to defining chemical weapons, for example. It is not obvious, given the prevalence of the use of chemicals throughout modern societies and economies, and the fact that toxic chemicals are everywhere. I think that a hybrid definition, such as the one that was adopted in the Chemical Weapons Convention, by means of focusing not only on capabilities and behavior, is something that can be pursued here. The approach that was presented today is also being discussed at the group of governmental experts in which Brazil is a member. And I do think that if there is enough political will to actually let the technical work proceed, these challenges will not be, as I said before, unsurmountable. As to the issue of competing priorities and competing approaches, there are, of course, that was alluded to by the distinguished UK ambassador. Of course, there is not a polarized, bisected, perfectly field, but of course there are competing approaches to some extent in terms of what issues are believed to be a priority by different groups of countries. This has been potently elaborated by Mrs. Ascarete in her presentation that alluded to the history behind our discussions. Of course, there's more or less flexibility in some groups of states. This flexibility varies over time, but there is indeed a tendency to actually focus on specific parts of the problem when it comes to space security in Paris. And what is acutely needed is for a holistic and comprehensive approach that deals with all threat perceptions, because they are mutually reinforcing, and addressing just one dimension or a few dimensions of those is not a winning strategy. That said, thank you very much once again, Mr. President, and I look forward to the substantive debate this morning.